From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting new tensions in Ukraine-Russia conflict on this Friday as Alexander Zakharenko, the leader of Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region, said Friday, there will be no further peace talks with Kyiv. As Zakharenko, head of the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic, said his forces would attack Ukrainian government troops, quote, until we reach the borders of the Donetsk region. Russia's RIA, Novosti News Agency, also quoted him as saying, quote, if I see a threat to the soil of Donetsk from any population center, I will eliminate the threat there. In Yemen, Parliament reportedly will decide Sunday whether to accept the resignation of President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi. President Hadi, Prime Minister Khaled Bahah, and his cabinet tendered their resignations Thursday, days after Houthi militia besieged key government positions in the capital, demanding changes to a draft constitution. Saudi Arabia's new king, King Salman, is pledging to continue the policies of the late King Abdullah, who was laid to rest in the capital, Riyadh, Friday. Joseph Ketchikian is with the King Faisal Center for Research and Islamic Studies.
King Abdullah is the sixth king of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and in many ways the most reformist monarch that the monarchy has had.
The new monarch, King Salman, is believed to be 79 years old. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is going to Nigeria to meet with the country's two leading presidential candidates and to urge that next month's elections are free and fair. The State Department said Friday that Kerry will travel to Nigeria's largest city, Lagos, on Sunday. More on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The latest results from Zambia's presidential election show ruling party candidate Edgar Lungu is holding on to a slim but narrowing lead. The Electoral Commission of Zambia said today that Lungu, the Patriotic Front candidate, had just under 49% of the vote. His closest rival, Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development, had just under 47%. Final results are now expected on Saturday. Former Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat suffered a double blow on Friday when prosecutors said they will indict her on criminal charges and legislators voted to impeach her. The charges relate to her role in a rice subsidy program. Steve Herman has more.
Hours before the impeachment vote, an announcement by the Attorney General's office that former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat would face criminal indictment for negligence of duty as a state official seemed to seal her fate. Lawmakers in the junta-appointed National Legislative Assembly later held a secret ballot on whether to impeach her. National Legislative Assembly President Hornpet Wichichulchiam announced the vote results. He says 190 votes were cast in favor, 18 against, and there were 8 abstentions and 3 voided ballots. Thus, the yes votes are in excess of the 3/5 ratio needed for impeachment. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
The deadline has passed for Japan to hand over $200 million to Islamic State militants for the release of 2 Japanese citizens being held in the Middle East. There was no immediate word on the fate of the 2 men. Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida said Friday Japan is making every effort to secure the hostages' release, but will not give in to terrorism. The World Health Organization this week reported a steep decline of Ebola cases over the last 3 weeks in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Bruce Aylward is the WHO Assistant Director General in charge of the Ebola operational response.
So this is a real substantive reduction. We, for the first time now, have seen a week-on-week reduction in the number of cases for the last 4 weeks. And that's the first time across all 3 countries we've been seeing that trend.
The WHO says the trend is very encouraging, but warns the Ebola epidemic is far from over and countries must remain vigilant. Lebanese security officials say the military is clashing with gunmen who attacked an army outpost near the Syrian border. Reuters reports 3 gunmen were killed in the clashes Friday close to the northeastern village of Ras Baalbek. It was not immediately clear how many people were wounded. There's more on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.